wise Odysseus answered him and said, Laodamas, why mock me with this challenge? Sorrow is on my heart far more than games, for in times past much have I borne and much have toiled, and now I sit in your assembly, longing for my home, and supplicate your king and all his people. Then answered back Euryalus and mocked him to his face. No, indeed, stranger, you do not look like one expert in games, much as these count with men. More like a person moving to and fro on ships of many oars, captain of trading seamen, one whose mind is on his cargo, watching freights and greedy gains. You are not like an athlete. But looking sternly on him, wise Odysseus said, Stranger, your words are rude. You seem a heedless person. So true it is that not to all alike the gods grant what is pleasing, in stature, wisdom, and the power of speech. For one man is in form inferior, but God crowns his words with beauty, and men behold him and rejoice. With sure effect he speaks, and a sweet modesty. He shines where men are gathered, and as he walks the town men gaze as on some god. And one again in form is like the immortals. But his is not the crowning grace of words. So you, in form, are excellent. Better God could not fashion. But you're weak in judgment. You stirred the very soul within my breast by talking so unmannerly. No, I am not unskilled in games, as you declare. I was among the foremost, I maintain, while I could trust my youth and these my arms. Now I am overwhelmed with pain and trouble. For much have I endured, cleaving my way through wars of men and through the boisterous seas. Still, even so, all woe-worn as I am, I will attempt the games, because your words were galling. You provoked me, talking thus. He spoke, and with his cloak still on, he sprang and seized a discus larger than the rest, and thick, heavier by not a little than those which the Phaeacians were using for themselves. This, with a twist, he sent from his stout hand. The stone hummed as it went. Down to the ground crouched the Phaeacian oarsmen, notable men at sea, at the stone's cast. Past all the marks it flew, swift speeding from his hand. Athena marked the distances, taking a human form, and thus she spoke and cried aloud. A blind man, stranger, could pick out your piece by feeling merely, because it is not huddled in the crowd, but lies ahead of all. Have a good heart, this bout at least, for no Phaeacian will reach that or overpass it.